top dressing wheat and herbicide applications are at the very top of everybody's to-do list. We've been discussing weed control for the past couple of weeks, so let's visit a little bit about top dressing our wheat with nitrogen. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm your K-State multi-county agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace County. Now, right now, we're trying to get our nitrogen out on the wheat before that growing point starts to move up and form the wheat stem, or that stage that we call jointing. Now, jointing is important because the maximum number of kernels in a wheat head is set at that point. This is important because all five of the factors that influence wheat yields, like kernel size, that kernel number per plant is the largest influencer and the one that we can make the most difference with nitrogen applications. It's also very important to get that nitrogen into the soil, not just on top of the soil. Nitrogen is a mobile nutrient, so it can easily be moved down into that root zone with rainfall. Nitrogen needs to be in that root zone and being picked up by the roots prior to that growing point moving above the soil surface. So the key to getting the most return for your nitrogen top dressed applications is to getting it into the plant to maximize that number of kernels that happens prior to wheat jointing. Now, many times I get questions about the products that we use for top dressing. Applications of UAN and urea work equally well. The thing to consider is if the nitrogen will get tied up on any residue. This is especially true in fields with quite a bit of residue, especially following like irrigated corn. Spraying on UAN broadcast can have that nitrogen get tied up on the residue. Now, if you apply UAN with streamer bars, that concentrated band will help get more nitrogen to that soil surface. Now, if you apply dry urea, those granules will bounce down through that residue to get to the soil surface. Many folks ask about leaf burn from a broadcast UAN application. Now, I know it can make the wheat look a little tough, but we've not been able to show any direct yield losses from that leaf burn at these early stages of growth. In addition, if you're wanting to use the polymer-coated urea, I recommend doing at least a 50-50 blend with plain urea. This is because we need to get a pretty good dose of nitrogen to move directly into the soil. With the 50-50 blend, you get some nitrogen for the plants quickly, and then you get a release from that polymer-coated urea a little later in the growing season. Now, this might be especially helpful if you're selling into a market that pays a premium for protein, because later nitrogen applications can boost protein in wheat. So what about the nitrogen rate? K-State recommendations are 2.4 pounds of nitrogen for each bushel of wheat yield goal. But don't panic about that. That 2.4 pounds includes the nitrogen that's already in the soil and includes adjustments for credits for prior crop and potentially tillage systems. We have many farmers who get good wheat yields and good protein in their wheat with less nitrogen applied than that 2.4 pounds per bushel. I think that is highly related to the nitrogen that's already available in their soil. Many times we'll have nitrogen that doesn't get used in the prior crop, but we don't lose it. It's just there waiting for our wheat. And that sure might be the situation for nitrogen left in the fields that were severely hailed this last summer. All in all, getting nitrogen into the root zone prior to jointing gives you the biggest bang for your fertilizer dollar when top dressing wheat. This is because you're influencing that biggest yield component, the total number of wheat kernels per plant. That number of kernels is set as that growing point is moving above the soil surface, so we want nitrogen on prior to that. If you want more information on nitrogen rates, I have the K-State soil fertility recommendations posted on my website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. If you have any questions, please give me, Jeannie Falk-Jones, a call at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.